So now, moving forward from Kuf Yud Ches to Kuf Yud Tes, this Siman Shulchan Aruch is quite interesting. It's about who you're allowed to trust, Minigea Kashos. It means, I'll give you some examples of cases, and we'll talk about the sugya. So, one case is, again, we're not talking about entrusting the food with to them. That we learned about. We're not talking about they're going to be machlefit, they're going to switch it around, anything like that. We're talking about that this person invites you to their house, and they tell you this is kosher. So we're talking about, let's say you have very common, we'll see very under Moshe's tshuva about part of this shayla, but you have non from family relatives, either Bali tshuva, whose parents are not from, or the other way, so that Moshe's tshuva in Russia, where all the kids were not from, and the old generation was. So can you the parent tells you, let's say Bali tshuva, the parent tells you, listen, I have your own set of dishes, and whenever you come, this is all I use,
right,
and I'm only getting the ingredients from this store. But for themselves, they don't keep kosher. So even if Naniach, that if they would have done what they said they did, it would be kosher, are you allowed to trust them? Do they have nemonos? Moreover, let's say they come, they tell you, a family member or a worker who's not from will tell you, listen, I'm going to go get some pizza, and I'll get it from the store you always tell me to get it from. And he comes back with a pie pizza, no receipt, nothing. Again, it's not a chashash of hachlofa. I'm not talking about he went there. Just no, he's not Nemon, maybe. Is he believed to tell you which store he got it from? Is this the kosher? Is this the treif? You know, someone invites you to their house. Et cetera, et cetera. So who's Nemon? Who are you allowed to believe and trust when it comes to kashos? This is obviously very, very negedic shayla. Many, many scenarios. And like I said, when you have not from people around in work or in the family, who are you allowed to trust? Okay? Like, for example, just to give you an example, we had a shiloh one time, and someone was a ger, and they wanted to know if they could trust their mother-in-law. Mom-in-law wants to help them. It's Erev Pesach. Like, what can we do? Like, what can I do?
If you're not a ger,
trust your mother-in-law. So she said, how about the mother-in-law goes, and she offered to go and be toivel all this stuff in the mikveh. So the halacha is that a guy who toivel stuff in the mikveh is good. It's kosher, the tefillah.
Really?
Yeah, because the stuff was in the mikveh.
Right.
But the problem is she has no nemonas that she actually did it.
I mean,
if you have a video camera videoing her doing it,
yeah.
So then it's good. But if she went, took all the stuff in the car, they come back. The stuff's wet,
it smells like
whatever.
Yeah.
So it comes back and it's wet, and she has no nemonos that she went to the mikveh. She went there, lemaisa. Okay. So in other words, the issue of nemonos is a very big issue.
Even if it's biyada.
Huh?
Even if it's biyada.
Yeah. Now there's no shiur next week, so I really want to try to do this week, although it's a lot of material. I'm not around. So the Mishnah starts in Bechiris that it says the hanocha of the Mishnah is that somebody who's choshud on a specific iser is not neeman on that iser. It means if someone you know does not is choshud, they don't care about bishlakum. When bishlakum is not a chumrah, chalvi so pasi so. Bishlakum, they don't hold of it. Bishlakum, a guy cooks up chicken for you. It's all kosher with the mashgiach and everything. But the guy cooks it. It's also to eat it. Bishlakum, a guy's not allowed to cook for you. I don't hold to that iser. Bishlakum, whatever. It's all kosher ingredients. I don't get it. So they're not makpid on bishlakum. So they can't. Okay, but you're coming over.
You don't know what you're doing.
For you, okay, you want me to turn on the oven? For the guy, fine, I'll turn on the oven. So they have no nemonos on that. Okay? So, what do they care? And nene b'chalipid, like we learned last time, you're not choshed that they're going to be machlefit if they're not. Nene has nothing to do with it. Here, you have to rely on them telling you that it's what it is, and you can't believe them, because on that issue, they don't care. For example, let's say a guy comes to you and says, I got on this new diet. You know, this, I only eat green vegetables. You know, not only green stuff, this diet is great for me, whatever. And yet you're rolling your eyes. This guy's out of his mind. So I'm making a soup, a cucumber zucchini soup. Okay, I'm going to throw in a tomato. What he doesn't know is not going to hurt him. Right? He doesn't care. Right? So I don't, if you don't care about the isser, so then you're not nemun about the isser because you don't really think it's so bad to yamasha the person.
The guy has to say, "Oh, I don't believe in bishlako."
No, if you know he eats bishlako, okay. Now the question is going to be, what about if he sells bishlako, but in his house he keeps bishlako? So the halacha is that even if he sells it, he's not choshed on lifneiver. But he's not chashed on the iser of it by himself. So there you're allowed to eat in his house. So a guy who sells treif, he's chashed on lifnei iver.
So then that would apply. Oh,
so true. Unless he's eating with you. You and him are eating together. So he's eating from the same plate as you are. So then he's nemun. So you could eat in a guy's house whose restaurant you wouldn't eat in. Because the guy's chashed on lifnei iver. But in his own house, if he eats in the restaurant, it's different. Okay,
he has a restaurant.
I have no idea what he does.
He's got a chef for that. What do you think he's going to do his own food? He doesn't have to.
If he does, then you can't even have it.
Okay, so this is the point. The point is, you have to, on the issue that he's chashed on, he's not nemun. That's the assumption. The Mishnah wants to know, what about if he's chashed on one issue, is he not nemun on a different issue? So the Mishnah says, a chashed ala shviyas, ain't a chashed ala maestris. He's chashed on shviyas, but maestris not. Chashed al maestris, ain't a chashed ala shviyas. But a chashed al zeh ve'al zeh, chashed ala tyrus. But it's chashed on maestris and shviyas, he's chashed on tyrus too. The Gemara explains why one is not, because each one has a chomer over the other one. So maybe just because he's chashed on one is a chomer, he's not going to be chashed on something which is more chomer than that. Okay? But on the last line of the Gemara says, but chashed on tyr on shmita is chashed on tyrus. Why? Kivin de chashed on deraisa koshkin aderabana. That's the last line. So what you would seem to think when you come out of this sugya is that he's not chashed on things which are worse, but he is chashed on things which are less. Right? Less chum. Okay? Now, assuming the guy knows, right? Nowadays, that we're going to, right? Now, let's just see a little bit of the Torah. The Torah brings this down. In Sif Dalet, in the Torah, Hachashel the Davar Echad, Eino Hachashel the Dvar Macher. Aval, Kol Mashen Tzarech Lo Yisei Davar Hachashel Gam Alav Ke Ahu Uvda Tisa BeBacheres Betabach Shu Hachashel Lim Chelav Makom Shuman. The Kontzoy is okay. Anything that has to do with the business is Hachashel. Skip down to Hey. Umiu Hachashel the Davar Chomer. Who Hachashel Gam the Davar Akalmi Menu.
Right.
I feel Eino Chomer Chomer Menu Boynish. It depends what's more chomer to people, okay? I mean, some people, you know, by them minhagim are more chomer than their isis, right? There's people, there's different, you know, levels. Like Moshe says that in America back in the 50s, says that eating not kosher was more chomer than Michal Shabbos. Everyone Michal Shabbos ran and left. But not kosher, they tried to keep. Apparently, and that's what he writes there in the tshuva. So it has a little bit to do with chosher, you know, what does it look, not necessarily like you said, what's more chosher, what's more chomer in the Rambam in up here. What do people perceive as being more chomer? Okay? Now the problem is that the Rashi
call yourself more fortunate than dressing appropriately. Just throwing it out there.
don't throw.
I'm just trying to give an example.
You happen to be correct, and thank you.
The
Rashba. They're both.
The Rashba Lemaisa somehow he brings down over here a Gemara in Chulin, and we're not going to read inside because. We're running out of time. But the Rashba brings amazing Gemara in Chulin. The Shaila is who could be a good Shaychit? So the Gemara says someone that eats treif is not a good Shaychit, obviously. He eats Nevela himself, so obviously you can't trust him. He's good. But let's say he's choshed on Arlos, means on Mila.
Right.
He's choshed on Bris Mila.
Meaning,
he doesn't have Bris Mila. Or he didn't give Bris Mila to his kids.
Right.
Still, you're allowed to eat his Shechita.
Why even
Even though one's skewed up.
Why? So the Rashba says, you see from here, that one Isser has nothing to do with another Isser. The fact that he's choshed on one thing does not affect his cheskes kashrus on another thing. Okay? Even though the question is the Arlus more chomer, less chomer? The Shach says it's more chomer. The Noyde Behuda says it's less chomer because you could do it tomorrow.
Fix it.
So he's not
only one of the positive commands.
Right, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it at the end of my life, you know. So or whatever. But because there's a Shem Machlokes between the Shach and the Dagel Marav and the Noyde Behuda. Okay, but
component of fearing Hashem, you either do or you don't.
So I do when it comes to this. Now when it comes to that.
One's painful, one's not.
So now,
right.
This is the problem is, no, it's true. It could be that now therefore the Rashba, the Beis Yosef asks on the Rashba, what does the Rashba do with the Mishnah in Gemara that we just learned in Bechoris? We just learned the Bechoris, a direct steer to this whole Rashba. The Gemara says, Yechoshesh for Shvius, Meiser, back, forth, what's more chomer, what's less chomer, what's going on. So basically what the Beis Yosef seems to say, and the Zuchshaylef, the Beis Yosef himself holds of it, or Moshe says the Beis Yosef is just being Yashiv the Rashba, but whatever. The Beis Yosef says that in one category, meaning within the food category, then you have this hierarchy, that more chomer, less chomer. So the guy doesn't eat Chal Yisrael. Let's go back to the Chal Yisrael case. So he doesn't eat Chal Yisrael. So he's only choshed on things that it says in Shulchan Aruch that he's only choshed on things that don't have a psak from a Moshe. But meaning you only, there's a hierarchy. It's choshed on Bishalakum, that's in the Siddur body. It's not going to be choshed on treif because that's deraisa. But it's all within the realm of food. But let's say he's choshed on shatnis. So you can't trust him to be your shatnis checker, but you could eat by him maybe because one doesn't carry over one from the other. Okay? Now, however, there are two primary exceptions to this rule, and that is three actually, or four. Those are if he's Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia. Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia means he keeps his business open on Shabbos. It means even in a Jewish community, when there's other Jews, there'll be Mechal Shabbos in front of people. If they're not embarrassed about their Chil Shabbos. If they're embarrassed of their Chil Shabbos, means I'm not going to do it in front of people that actually care, then maybe that's not called Befarhesia. Even though they'll go to a movie, they'll go to places.
That's
Barabim,
but
they're not going to do it in front of other Jews or in the front of Rabbanim or in front of people that actually care. So that's one thing. Furthermore, Avodah Zarah, Yai Nesech, Avodah Zarah, things that have Shaykhis to Avodah Zarah.
Yai Nesech today?
Yai Nesech of the Nesech.
Yeah, Nesech has to be put in front of Avodah Zarah.
The other one is if he does any Isser, Lahachis. I mean, bedavka. Any Isser. Even if they do shatnez, lahachiz, then he's not neman at all. Because then he's not believed on anything, because he's bedavka. He's bedavka. If he has treif and if he has treif and kosher in front of him, and the kosher is just as tasty, he'll bedavka take the treif. If he doesn't care, it's one day.
If he does bedavka, only b'tzina.
No matter.
What happened if this something related to Neimanus on Eidus? Something that's not Neiman for Eidus, it's also like.
Eidus is a different issue.
Geneva is a
Geneva, right. Geneva is a problem.
Then you don't trust them.
That Eidus is different.
So not apply, even that someone who needs
Pasol Eidus. Right, correct. It doesn't necessarily go to this. And the final one. The final one, the Shulchan Aruch says.
If he has money, you might not trust him.
If he doesn't believe in Divrei Chazal,
that's encompassed. That's no. That last one includes everything we just said.
This time he doesn't believe in.
He's never seen him do anything wrong. He just has this.
The sheet.
Right.
Exactly. That's going to include everything.
He's admitted there is an apocryphus. You've never seen him do anything wrong, but you still can't trust him for anything.
Right.
Yeah, no, but I'm just highlighting that. This last thing encompasses everything.
Someone says that the rabbis
were all the rabbis. He doesn't want to say he doesn't read the rabbis. He just keeps the rabbis.
It has to to me that he has a shita about it.
Someone said that the rabbis were old-fashioned and they, you know, these things need to be updated because they're not believed for nowadays and stuff like that. So.
I don't know the gather exactly, but he doesn't believe in Chazal.
Does
I don't know what that means.
Like,
maybe he believes in it, but it needs to be how binding it is. I don't know.
Does this apply to someone who says you just learn a little of the luck and they go, they make that face of like, how could that be? How could the rabbi see that?
How could they? But I'll believe it. I'll follow it. Or, you know, it depends what the action is. Okay? Now, so anybody like that is not Neman on anything. Now, I want to be mocked in something, which I did not. I looked around in Sfarim. I didn't find it. But I think it's partial, which is. And I find that there's a lot of halachas for somebody that doesn't keep the Torah. And in a lot of areas, they're like a guy. We treat someone that doesn't keep the Torah like a guy. If they're mumar for Shabbos, whatever, they're like a guy. For example, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about them. You're allowed to, I don't know about that. You're allowed to say Lashon Hara about them. You're allowed to charge interest to them. You're allowed to, their bishul is bishul akum. Their wine is yayin nesach. People like that, their din is like a guy. On that, there's a famous Chazon Ish that says, and the whole discussion, how was Reb Shlomo Zalman, that nowadays people are Tinek Shenishba, and that they don't know any better, they were grown up in that society, so therefore you can't really treat them like a guy, it's not their fault, etc., etc., etc. So therefore, in all those areas, it's not so simple, you know, to go ahead and charge them interest because they're not from. Okay. But regarding this halacha, this has nothing to do with the fact that he's kigoy. This has nothing to do with alumnus that were like, he were giving him a din of a... The bottom line is, he can't be trusted on it because he doesn't care. Whether it's his fault, it's not his fault.
You can't trust it because he doesn't know.
It doesn't, even, right. So it doesn't make a difference whether... we're not trying to be convey him as a bad guy, he's a Russia. It's his fault, it's not his fault. But the bottom line is, he doesn't care about this particular... These rules, these halachas. And since he doesn't care, he's not trustworthy. So I think it's poshut that even a tinnik shenishba, but it's b'chal Shabbos for Hestia, Zavada has this halach also. You can't trust him. Okay, so regarding all the other places that you find the din of a mummer, okay, a mummer is only if he's doing it, you know, he's not a tinnik shenishba, maybe. But Lagavi, this halacha, even if he's, you know, okay.
So that's what the Tana just from practical experience, the Tana, like a non from person turn the stove on. So
it has nothing to do with this discussion, that's what I'm saying.
Necessarily be Bishul Akum. You can't trust him.
That's not Nemanus. Okay, fine.
You can't trust him that he did.
Okay, fine, exactly. Right. But if he did, it wouldn't be Shiloh, a different Shiloh if it's Bishul Akum or not. Right. Okay.
Right.
Fine.
So.
Yeah.
One with it.
Yeah. Okay, so now, based on all this, someone who's not from, basically, even if they'll tell you, I ordered this food, or I bought special pot for you, and I bought food in the store that you like, all this stuff, you can't believe them. Wow. Not because they're Russia. Don't do a Russia, but they're not Neman. They're not Neman. But they're not Choshed Lahachlif necessarily. So therefore, they're not Choshed Lahachlif that they're going to switch it, because they're not going to switch it for you, especially if they don't benefit anything by switching it. Like we learned 2 weeks ago, that if they're not going to benefit anything, there's no shash. So therefore, if, let's say, they bring you the receipt that I got it at that store, so you know they went to that store to pick it up, now you have to be choshes, they were machlef, with something else that you don't have to be choshes for. But, you know, like a tchil, you should demand, you should want to see chaysomis and stuff. So this is very negah. Right? So again, I'm not, you know, we're not saying that they're going to switch it around, but if you're coming onto their nemonos, then that's a problem.
But if they didn't, if that's only if they did one of those four things, that would mess up their nemonos for everything, though, right?
No, but these people are not our taka, not nemon on anything.
Not this classical
makom. Stamos is not for a person. Is b'chal Shabbos. They eat treif. What do you want to rely on them for?
Yeah, that happened in the Muncie. They sent a guy.
So the Muncie story, maybe we'll talk about after.
No, he didn't. No, he sent a different position story. He sent a guy to get meat. They ran out of meat for a chunk place, and he came back and he found they bought the wrong meat. And then Mashiach saw it, he closed it down. There was many mixed stories, but his mom said the guy didn't mean it. He went to the store and he's very new. Went to
meat. Right, so it has nothing to do with Chashash
HaKlofa. They didn't ask for Chesomis.
Exactly, right. There's no Chesomis, and whatever. So now, here's the Knetch on this thing, okay? So Ramosha comes along, and so this is basically the setup of the Halacha, and
Again, we just learned that there's Gedarim, but really, coming out today to non-from people, there's nothing we could believe them on.
Correct. And this is Negat to Shatnez. It's Negat to any Yisr. Right? So they're going to tell you that they bought you a mezuzah. Here's a mezuzah. You can't believe them, that's kosher mezuzah.
Even if they tell you I got it from
a reliable person. Now, if they tell you they got it from a reliable person, then there's a different svara. The svara is that maybe they're afraid you're going to call that person to find out if they bought it.
If they tell you who it is.
What about the internet?
Who it is.
What about the internet? Like they order from Amazon, or they order from the deposit, they order taxes.
What does that have to do with this?
Then they really order it from there, so it's really proof that it's real.
Okay, if you have proof, then there's no chash achlofa necessarily, right? If they have nothing to gain by buying machlof, which in most cases they don't. But if they're just bringing you a gift, here's a mezuzah, and by the way, I know I've seen you always get the mezuzahs from there. I got to the same place you always go, and I got you the mezuzah that you like. They have no nemonos. Okay? On any yisurim or anything like that. Okay? So somebody... And what then? Someone who is from whatever that means exactly, they keep most things, but one area they're lax in that particular area, they're not believed. Okay, even if they tell you, listen, I don't buy into that, but for you, I did it. Okay, if it's a chumrah, that's it. Let's say someone says, I don't keep Chol Yisrael, but for you, I got the Chol Yisrael, that's different because there. They're not keeping it is not because they don't believe that others keep it. It's because they have a different thing to rely on. So they're not chashered at all. They're totally neman. They have a different shita. But they didn't lose their nemanus at all. So therefore, for someone that does keep it, they're neman. But if it's something that there's no shita to rely on, they just don't care about the halacha, then they're not believed.
What if he thinks there is a shita but there isn't? There's a halacha on a certain thing, and he says no. I paskin, or my minhag is not to do that, even though.
But he knows that there's other people that have different minhagim.
Right, but he believes that it's fine.
So the shach says
my minhag is that I eat pork.
Yeah,
but
well, I don't know. Okay, something which is mafursim lakol doesn't count. But that's a shach said. But if it's not mafursim lakol, if it's like a borderline thing, l'marshal bishal akum. So there's one sheet in the Rishonim, in the Ravid, that says that the cleaning lady there's no Yisrael Bishlakum inside a Jewish house. It's only in by the guy's house. And we don't pass like that sheet, right? But it's out there. So the guy says, I rely on the Ravid or whatever. All of a sudden, the guy became, So Pshat is, I rely on that. Okay, I don't. It could be, if he knows that there's two sheetas, there's those that are machmen and those that aren't, then it could be as nemana, so as long as maybe, I don't know, that's a shit that we don't paskin like, so I'm not sure about that.
Applied to a person who wakes up a Baal Tshuva, let's say they don't know that much yet, they just say they believe in the Torah, and they believe in anything, but they don't know how to really check for bugs, they don't really know how to,
I don't know, I'm not going to answer that question. So, the Ramosha has an incredible tshuva, that he's able to come up with a brand new insight. And the brand new Yisrael of Ramosha was, he wrote this in Luban before he came to America. And Luban was a small city in Russia. He was the Rav there. And he says over there, B'yosi b'maskova, b'shnas tafresh sadi dalad. What is that? Tafresh sadi dalad is 80 years ago. Okay. Well, 80 years ago, so in the 30s. So he says, I was in Moscow. And I came to Moscow, and I found that there was a lot of old people that they're all from, and all the kids weren't. And all the old people, the kids had to take care of the parents. And the parents had to rely on the kids. And the kids told them, listen, we don't keep anything, but for you, we're going to get kosher meat. And I don't know how shkiach it was to even be able to get kosher meat there, but let's say they were able to get kosher meat. So for you, I'll get kosher meat. So the shaylas are they believed? And he goes to our sugya and he says, really, they have no nemonos. They have no nemonos. But Ramosha comes with such a major chiddush, and he says like this. He says, nemonos means, I don't really know. I don't know. The Torah says, for example, you could believe two edim that Reuven killed Shimon. So two guys come off the street, two guys walk into Bezdin, Reuven killed Shimon, we believe them. Do we know that Reuven killed Shimon? We don't really know. The Torah says these people, we're relying on their cheskas kashas. Relying on the fact that these people are believed. So this sugya says you can't rely on somebody that's not from or that doesn't keep those that halacha for this. But let's say you know yourself. You have your own yidia. If you have your own yidia, then you have your own yidia. That's not this sugya.
No, you know what?
You know that it's kosher.
Oh.
Then I don't have to come on to that person anymore, right? If I figured it out myself, I don't have to come on to that person anymore. So Ramosha says that if you have somebody in your family that you trust 100% would never do anything to harm you. It's not Nemeka Betray. It's by them saying it, I now have a idea that it's kosher. So I'm not relying on their cheskas kashas when I'm eating it. I'm relying on my idea. How did I get my idea? Because when this person tells me things, I know it as
so
a fact.
What if that's a non-from person?
We're talking about not from person. Okay. Right. We're talking about a child.
That's somebody you trust.
But he's
a
child. Trust. See, here,
it's not about gaining.
A child
it's not about
it would never be machshava parent.
Right, not in the beginning. Since you know, you've seen how the child goes out of their way to help you, and they take care of you, and they do all your needs, and they never were machshel you in any iser, then you could assume, you have the right to assume, bevadai, not midin nemonos, but midin yediyah.
This has to have been in Moscow, not in modern day America.
What?
It has to have been in olden times, not in modern
Why?
Day America.
Why?
Can't
trust
anybody. What? As a kid, because kids don't have so much respect to people.
I don't know.
They don't have much respect.
That's true. So look where I wrote the line here on the side of Vegas Moshe. This line in the left column. So he says, "Avol zeu rak midin ne'monos." It's the first page of the Tshuva, right after the Shulchan Aruch. Avazeu rak, where it says Simon and Dalin, yeah. Avazeu rak midin ne'monos, sholei makir ha'ish, v'tibur. I don't really know the person, and we do it so be'etzem. Rak mitzad cheskosoy. Aval midin makir sa'ish be'etzem, mitzad tiv oisav u'min hagav, shenisu harbi pa'omim. I tried him a lot of times, v'rosh ha'inu mashake, he doesn't lie. Ain't the mitzad ne'monos. Elo kiri'iya mamish, kiyun shu yidiya atzmis, shi yodea u'makir shlem mitzad chazakis. That's what Moshe says. I tested him a lot of times.
Is that part of the chiddush?
I've seen him many times. Okay, so this is Moshe's chiddush.
Why only limited to family?
Okay, so I wasn't sure. But this morning, after the Shmaya, I found another tshuva of Moshe. Oh. Punkt. I was looking through, found another tshuva of Moshe. The tshuva of Moshe is in Chelek Beis. This tshuva is in Chelek Aleph. That tshuva is in Chelek Beis, Simen Men Gimel. Okay, you see where it says Simon Mem Gimel?
Yes.
So Moshe says, "B'davar echad she'ena shomer mitzvus haTorah." He doesn't. V'gam mechal Shabbos. You have a guy; he's not from. He's mechal Shabbos. Avol bnei ha'ir machzika moisel ish neman ma'oid. But the people in the city trust this guy. They know him. They know. Listen, this guy Sam. This guy's been around for years. He does everything for everyone in the community. He's a great guy. Shabar Lahem, Shalay Shaker. He's never gonna lie. This guy, Sam, come on, he's not gonna lie. Figam, Malz Kvoidoy Machzikoy Slenim. Even the Rav of the city believes him. For whom Meicher Basa, and this guy's the butcher. Imyesh Lahaminoi Kishoimer, are you allowed to believe him when he says, Shemashinoitzin Lahalokeach, Haroitze Dafka Babasa Kosher, Ubasa Kosher? I ordered kosher, I got the kosher. I got it for you. I made a special order, I got the kosher for you. So you're allowed to believe this guy.
Everything that we've learned today will come to.
So we've already seen that sometimes we learn a whole sugya and then
but stay to the end of the shiur.
Yeah, say that. No, but you're right. So Ramosha says, "Hine be'etzem halakha nemonos l'machal Shabbos b'farhesia." He has no nemonos. Afke shula teyavin ki isa b'shulchan aruch yodea simen kuf yotes siv zayin. And he explains, what does it mean? Once he's Machal Shabbos Fahesi, he's gone. He's done. No nemonos on anything.
What's different from the first
tshuva?
Yeah, I was just
going to say. So then Ramesha goes on to the next page. Look at the next page. It's incredible. So Ramesha says, now I told you, it's the last page in the booklet.
Okay.
Now Ramesha says, so I already established for you that as far as our sugya is concerned, he's finished. You can't believe it. he says Rav Moshe. V'nishar, rak mitzad shemakirinu shen mashakim. Maybe. We have one backup, one last resort.
Yeah.
We trust the guy. We know him. Shulchan. Av she'en lo ne'emonos, midin ne'emonos ha'toyra. Even though as far as ne'emonos goes, he doesn't have it. Ulai, yesh la'amino, midin kim le'begave. I know. Shechidashti besifri, igros Moshe, yeredeh nun dalet. That I already was mechadish in my previous chelek.
So he's calling it a
chelek. Yeah. Mitam she'en ze inyin ne'emonos, el yediatmes, shu kiri yamamish. And I proved it from the Gemara in Ksuvas, etc. Aval al zeh tzarich yediyah brura. You have to really know. Kahad de baal shemakir es ishtoi. Shu'at. You have to know it's like your wife. She'at the tamid ka'uvda dera. You know everything about the person. And he goes on, but he says, stamazoi, a few lines down, the line that starts the words, mishaker. A few lines down, the first one on line, mishaker. So a few words in, she yediyah b'nei ha'ir sa'ish ha'hu, le'ena mishaker. The fact that the people in the city know the guy, what do you know about him? You know, then he's a when you give him $10, he gives you back $8 change. You have no idea anything about his business. You don't know really what that guy does in his spare time. You know he doesn't go. Well, what do you know about him? You don't really know anything about his hanhaga. Okay.
What's it, the rub of the ear trusted him?
Okay, but well, he says I trust him when he says, yeah. But he says Lamais, you don't know the guy. You can never get with a stranger to this who's not in your family to that level that you really know them. At the end of the day, this guy's gonna come and ask you for a loan of $10,000 without a shtar or edim or an ariv. You gonna give it to him? Because you know him? Your son, your father, your wife. You'll do that. You're going to give this guy a loan? $10,000 because the guy's like a Sam. Come on. He's been making me my herring for the last 40 years. I mean, you don't really know anything about him. Davsha Omar Eze Pamim, She'ena Roitz Alecho Basar. He showed you, he told you, he asked you a Shiloh like Esav. You know, how do you take Meiser off? No. He asked the Rav Shilohs that were like, you know, detailed Shilohs that something, okay, maybe he wanted to make a good impression. Maybe he knows this whole thing, that he's trying to build a trust. You don't really know him. And then he says an amazing thing in the last paragraph. Ulvadze. Look at this. It says, Ha chazaka loymar. To say a chazaka on somebody, this is a great paragraph. Al mi she'ena mashaka mitzat tivoy. To say on somebody that I trust them, that they don't lie, just because naturally they seem like an honest person, below Yira Mashem Yisbar, without Yira Shemaim, Shagam Ata Lo Mishakim, because yesterday he didn't lie, doesn't mean today he's not going to lie. Vade Lo Shayach, Ki Har Bepon Mishana Adam Estivoy Ba'atzmoy. People change. If a guy, he naturally, without working on his midas, and without Yira Shemaim, honest guy, okay, but tomorrow he'll decide that's more kedai for him to be not honest. So therefore, without your Shemaim, no such thing as assuming that a guy's honest. If he doesn't have Torah, what's not honest about him, he'll change. Or maybe someone will convince him long enough that it's good for him to, shape up his business. Why are you telling, why are you actually, just tell them it's kosher, etc. Uvashba zachem, it's that taiva zacheris. V'rak b'stam Yisrael, she'esh l'cheskas tzidkus, hu chazaka, sh'af neged taiva zacheris, lo yavar yisurin. If it's coming from your Shemayim, then it's solid. That means that nothing can waver his his belief not to lie. But if the guy is Stam, you know, he's been trustworthy all these years, it means nothing. So bottom line, says Rav Moshe, you can't believe him. So Rav Moshe here backs up his previous tshuva. Says by family members that you really know the person through and through and you know their nature. I mean, I've had people that wouldn't lend family members money. And they've called me up, and they called up on the phone crying, on the phone literally. Said, this person's my family. And they asked me to lend them money or to whatever, go into business deal with them, whatever. And I can't give the guy money. I love them and everything. I'm not giving this person money. I'm just saying, no, in your family, you know the person.
You know them.
You know the person.
It proves that you have a deeper understanding of the person than his family.
Right?
That's not a Giloy that, therefore, you can't trust.
That's the point. That's how good for the point. If that person would exist that way, you would know. Okay? So, in other words, Sir Moshe, even though he's Machadish, this level of Yediyah, which is a huge Chiddush in family, but out of the family, by someone stranger, he doesn't have it. So, therefore, If you go back to our Baal Tshuva case, it could be, now Rav Moshe at the end says, by the way, is that even my, oh, I forgot to point out, even says at the very end, he says, he says, by the way, also, he says, this thing that the guy closes his store on Shabbos has absolutely nothing to do with his Yerushalayim. He closes his store on Shabbos because he'll get, because to keep customers.
Come to Monday.
That doesn't mean anything. By the way, and that's why, because of this whole svara, even that tshuva that I wrote was only in Russia, that if they don't trust the guy, they're going to die from starvation. So I had to come up with a heter. But he says, I was only matir, even there, by family. Old parents, you don't give them what to eat. It's a problem. But I don't know that Rav Moshe would tell you that because you want to go to Thanksgiving dinner by the not from family, that you should trust them. I don't know that he would say that just because the person tells you.
The idea was only by Shasat Chag for the parents.
Right, even relying on that idea, Rav Moshe doesn't say it across the board. But I'll call upon him.
For kids.
You could rely on your knowledge.
That a Baal Tshuva could rely on the parent.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The kids were still at home.
Probably. Mistama, it's the same. Mistama, you could. That what?
That you could. If you don't see your parents, when they see a rabbi on Shabbos, you know, walking out of the shul, that they're not going to drive in front of them. If they're not going to go that far, then you could trust.
I don't know what that means, though, because they're not Machal Shabbos, but they eat treif. So Gabi Treif, you can't believe them. Machal Shabbos for Hesia would mean that if all I know, if they're not Machal Shabbos for Hesia, so then on something that they're believed, I can believe them. But if the Taka don't keep the issue you're talking about, if they don't drive on Shabbos and they keep kosher, then you could trust them on kosher.
So their emotional thing is a thing.
But if they don't keep kosher, how can you trust on kosher?
If they keep Shabbos but they don't keep kosher?
No. If they keep kosher.
But they don't keep Shabbos.
But they're not machal Shabbos in public, then you could trust them on kashrus because they keep kashrus. Right. Now, what happens if they keep kashrus in the house but not outside the house?
So you could trust them.
So you can't because they don't care about kashrus. Because again, they don't care about the halacha.
Store on Shabbos, he doesn't really care. Doing it for
they made up this new thing, so they're telling you that my dishes are kosher, but you can't really believe them. Now, the only thing is...
If they tell you what they tell you, I got dishes for you and I'm keeping them in place and I'm not going to touch them.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you have a Moshe Svara, I don't know if they'll be able to...
What's the answer to
Moshe's case?
I'm saying, if...
I went and got dishes for you.
They don't keep kosher, they don't keep chocolate.
If they don't keep... They're not from at all. But they have a box of stuff that they say, this is for you when you come. So really, if it would be a stranger, you wouldn't be allowed to believe them.
But if it's a friend.
But if it's a friend, a family member, a parent... to a child or a child to a parent, you could probably believe them based on Rav Moshe.
But not a friend.
No.
Because you don't know them well enough. As much as you think you know them, you still don't know them well. Family is the only one you know sort of well.
Again, maybe there are people, maybe out of the family that you treat like family. Like, let's say you have a lot of people, they're business partner, that they've been in business for the last 50 years and this and that. Like they're like family. Okay.
And what about friends, family? Let's say you go with family.
Well, I don't want to get in detail. The point is that Rav Moshe's tshuva is said about family, not someone that's come from the street. You sit next to them in Shal Shudas, shul, and you seem like an honest guy. No, nothing to do with that. It's got to be someone you know, family member, and that you really know them, and they tell you, I'm not, and they know, you've seen them, that they weren't makshav, they've done things for you, and they've gone out of the way for you, and they care about you, and they wouldn't be makshav you. Then Rav Moshe says, shasat chak, you could rely on this, on that nemonis. But short of that, you can't believe, you can't trust the neman. So I think there is still what to talk about. One more share on this. I want to talk about two things. One is chumras. What about legabi chumras? Can you different standards? I mentioned briefly, but you know the standards. So let's say you tell someone, you know, I only eat this shchita in the store. I only eat these kashas. This shchita. Can you get me this chicken? You know, I'll eat by you, but get me this. But they don't eat that. Are they believed to tell you that they got it or not?
I mean, from what we learned earlier, that
We'll have to see.
Your family.
Okay. No, 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 maybe not.
You're talking about two kosher people, right?
Yeah. Okay. Number one. Number two is we'll talk about what happens if a store owner that you've caught doing trif. Okay, a butcher or whatever.
How can you trust them anymore?
Then we'll talk about. We'll talk about that. So we'll talk about those two shilas again. You'll share next Sunday. The following.